This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Obama is on his way to Africa for a week-long trip that'll take him to Senegal, South Africa, and Tanzania. The president's visit is in part aimed at increasing U.S. trade and investment on the continent. Marketplace's Noel King looks at why the president is going now.
Mwangi Kimenyi of the Brookings Institution jokingly calls this a guilt trip. Obama has spent one day in sub-Saharan Africa since taking office. Meanwhile, Kimenyi says, you know who has been visiting and investing in Africa? China, Brazil, India, Turkey.
There is clearly a concern by the U.S. government that, you know, things are changing in Africa and these countries seem to be gaining an advantage over the United States.
Steve Radelet, author of Emerging Africa, says there's still this perception in the U.S. that the whole continent is corrupt and unstable.
We're going to have to start talking about investing in South Africa or Tanzania or Ghana as opposed to investing in Africa, much the way that we talk about investing in China or Vietnam or Thailand and not so much about investing in some sort of generic Asia.
Radelet and others say if the U.S. doesn't invest in those stable African countries, we might be left behind. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.